Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Listen, I don't know if the ball is juiced. It's impossible for me to squeeze a ball, measure a ball, and know that that is indeed the case. But in fantasy baseball, if you did not acquire offense this season, and you simply went in all kind of on pitching, like the host of the show, you probably will find yourself in some leagues at the bottom of the standings. I cannot believe some of the things that I saw last night, and we're going to talk about them on Fantasy Sports Today, which starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Steve Gardner from USA Today. If Encarnacion Field plays 3 or 4 years, are we talking about him maybe as a Hall of Famer in a few years from now?
If he can still play, you know, another 3 or 4 years, defensively, he's not going to be, has not been anything special. But we have Edgar Martinez. We're going to have David Ortiz, probably a Hall of Famer in a couple more years. He could certainly, Edwin could be right up there.
In most of the leagues, I've gotten to the point where I want to start now saving whatever I have left for the trade deadline in July. The technique that I would employ is just massive $0 and $1 bidding. That's kind of what I'm doing. Massive zeros, massive ones, putting a lot of contingencies in. All right, welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Yesterday we had Steve Gardner on the show talking some fantasy baseball. Today we got Joe Pizzapia in the house. New bias Wilborn, who covers the Pittsburgh Pirates. I don't know if you caught that little dust-up last night, and so he'll give us the fantasy angle of the Pirates, also the reality angle of what you can expect in fantasy moving forward. My name is Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today on FNTSY Radio. It is great to be with you here on a Tuesday. The phone number is 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Whether you're listening live or on demand on fantasysportsnetwork.com, potentially on iTunes or on the in the Google Play Store, or also on Stitcher, TuneIn. What did I forget? iHeartRadio, can't forget them. They're very important too. A lot of different ways to listen to us, and if you found us over the last week or so and just subscribe on iTunes, speaking of which, like everybody that I know does, then you can just hear the show. They'll send that right to you on demand every single day, and so you don't have to get caught up in fantasy football talk in June. That's, you know, the way that I like to put it. But good afternoon to you. We're happy to have Chris Bavona back in the house. We'll hear from Chris in just a minute, yeah, about his escapades. Yesterday, he was not here on the show yesterday, and now he is back today. So we will talk to him and ask him what happened yesterday, where he was out for my sixth show in already. Bavona's missing a show. No offense, but that's unacceptable. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so what happened in baseball yesterday? As I mentioned at the top, we had 13 home runs hit between the Phillies and Diamondbacks. Let me say that again. 13 home runs hit. That used to be the amount of home runs hit on a Tuesday. Instead, it's hit in one game between Philadelphia and Arizona yesterday. Avila, Escobar with two, Peralta, Marte, Vargas with two, their infielder, Jay Bruce, Gene Segura, and Scott Kingery. Would you believe that there were 13 bombs in one game? I don't understand what is going on. And we're not even really in the heat of the summer in most places. We're about to get there. It's June 11th. But, man, I can't believe it. And if you thought that that was a lot, oh, well, there were only 7 home runs in the Pirates-Brave game yesterday. Ronald Acuna, grand slam. Markakis, 4 hits. Joe Musgrove got tossed. Josh Donaldson got tossed. Maybe we should start to focus as the reason why so many guys are bat flipping, which is cool by me. And so many guys are getting yelled at running around the bases like Max Muncy, which is not cool. Maybe the reason why there is more fights and there is more focus is because there's more home runs. Did anybody stop and think about that for a minute? Maybe it's just not about pimping. Maybe it's not about having fun. It's the fact that every single time a guy makes contact with the ball, the exit velocity is over 100 and it's leaving the park. And so more home runs leads to more pimping, leads to more fun, leads to more fights. It's kind of where we're at. That's the summary of the 2019 season. So we'll get into that and a whole lot more. I was at the Marlins-Cardinals game last night. That was a snoozer. A lot of good stuff pregame, but unfortunately the game itself wasn't a lot of fun. Chris Sale pitched well last night, by the way. 7 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, no earned runs. Kind of sad season he's having. Can't get any wins and can't get any run support. And then, of course, in the NBA game last night, and I think a lot of you guys have been talking about that this morning on the morning after, of course, Kevin Durant looks like he's going to not only miss the rest of the playoffs, but maybe even some of next year, too. Sad story for him, although the series now is a little bit more interesting with the Golden State Warriors making a series out of this thing. We'll see what happens in a couple of nights in Game 6. Coming up next, we'll do our 3-up, 3-down segment. Joe Pizzapia from Fantasy Black Book joins us here on Fantasy Sports Today. We're off and running. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by entering your account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The morning after.
6 guys in double digits for the Toronto Raptors. The equal distribution and production from all of the guys there. 6 guys on Toronto is impressive. Kawhi was Kawhi in the fourth. And ultimately, there's no excuses. You had the opportunity to close them out in Scotiabank on your home court, and they didn't get the job done.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
3 up, 3 down.
What does 3 up and 3 down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you. It's 3 up, 3 down. As we bring in a celebrity guest of some kind every day to play. And today's celebrity guest is Joe Pizzapia, of course, of the Fantasy Black Book and Fantrax. Joe and I go way back. We go way back. We go back probably about 8 to 10 years, and this will be his first appearance of many here on Fantasy Sports Today on FNTSY Radio. Joe, it is great to have you, and thanks so much for spending some time with me today. How are you?
I've been called many things, but I don't know if I've ever been called a celebrity. I like it. And maybe if best, I'm a celebrity in a niche market, but I'll take it. I'll take any way you want to call it to me. I'm good. And in fact, I'm sure there's a paparazzi outside my house right now.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a very busy man with all of the things that you do and the Black Book, which we'll get to here coming up in a minute. We'll talk about that after we do three up, three down. But let's get started right away and get right to it. I'll start off. Here's what's trending up in fantasy baseball. Hansel Robles last night, another save for the Angels. That gives him 8 on the season. And if you're searching for a source of saves, which I think a lot of people are, he may be your guy. We talked about him a little bit last week. And I don't think Cody Allen gets this job back. If anything, I think Cody Allen could get moved. So Robles with 8 saves. Go figure that. He's the Angels' leader right now. Charlie Morton picked up a win yesterday. He's got 8 wins, 8-0 with a 2.10 ERA. Is Morton the favorite for Cy Young in the American League? I mean, look, he's right in the mix for sure. ERA among the top, 8-0 in the record. I know that that doesn't always indicate how good you are, but he's certainly off to a really good start. And that is what is trending up for me in fantasy baseball in our 3-up, 3-down segment. Let's bring in Joe Pizzapia to see what he's got. Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The Hansel Robles thing certainly makes sense at this point. And I was very sketchy. I had 0 shares anywhere of Cody Allen. You know, what happened with him in Cleveland, I think, was very telling that him keeping a job was going to be potentially advantageous for him and for fantasy owners alike. But, you know, I think this is the time of year, too, where not only you're looking, you know, for closers like Robles, but you're also looking ahead. Who are the guys that are going to get dealt? You know, is Shane Green going to get dealt in Detroit? And are you going to be able to get like a Jimenez or somebody like that? And I think this is the time of year in June, especially before we get into July and more of the rumors, where it's better to speculate and start adding those guys for nothing now rather than waiting and having to pay 3 times as much when they actually become the default new closer on their team. So I would be proactive there. And it's funny, Charlie Morton, we were just talking about him on the show this morning on the DFS show on LineStar, and he's actually been better this year through his number of starts that he's had than he was last year. And that, I'm sure if you told a lot of people, they would not believe it. They weren't believing the age of Charlie Morton. They weren't believing what they've seen over the last couple of years with him. But really, I mean, this is a guy kind of in the latter part of his career who's really found himself and figured it out. I mean, the ballpark's been great for him. But, I mean, it's been an absolute fantastic run for Charlie Morton this year. And he really does deserve to be in that Cy Young conversation. I don't think he's going to win it, but he certainly deserves to be in that conversation for sure. So is this the point where I do my 3? Is this how it works? Because I'm new to this.
Yeah. So, Joe, you basically just reinforced all my material there. Thank you for doing it. It didn't need to be done. I thought that I did that. But anyway, yeah, go ahead. Take it away, Joe. Go ahead and give me your 3-up, 3-down. Take it away.
Okay. All right. Well, my first one is a baseball one. And it's Lucas. It's actually Jake Odorizzi, because Odorizzi, I think, is not getting nearly enough credit. So, I mean, you look at what he's done, especially over his last 7 starts. This is a guy who's got 48 strikeouts and just 11 walks. Absolutely brilliant. And look, the whip has been terrific. The strikeout rate's been high. And this is a guy who's always struggled with inconsistency. My other up for me is Carson Wentz and the big deal that he got. I think it's important that the Eagles go put that up there and make sure that they say, look, this is our guy. Everybody relax. He's looked great in camp so far. People forget 2 years ago just how brilliant he was, and I think he gets back to that. And you said it could be pop culture, so I'm going to do kind of an up and down here, and the first up is on the good version of reboots, which is Cobra Kai Season 2. If you didn't watch Season 1 of Cobra Kai, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but this is how you do a reboot. You don't just kind of redo the whole story again. You take a good story, you make it better, you evolve with it. Season 2, Cobra Kai, great guilty pleasure. As good as Season 1, if not better, and that's saying a lot.
That, you know what? That's interesting, because I'm a big binger and streamer, and I haven't seen that, so I'll have to get on. And thank you for giving me
it's worth the YouTube Red subscription, Mish. I'm telling you, it's worth it.
I appreciate it. Okay, here's another trending up for me. A woman was found in Niagara Falls. She was chained to her basement, but was found. You guys got scared there for a minute. You didn't know where I was going with that. Okay, so the woman was found, and here's why this is a positive story, because she was found, believe it or not, by a dog, a bloodhound. The police had no luck locating the woman, but the dog came through, the man was arrested, and the woman is now safe. So congratulations to this bloodhound who saved a woman in Niagara Falls, and that is my second in my 3-up, 3-down. Joe, what do you have?
Well, I'm realizing I did this wrong. See, I thought you gave me the Charlie Morton thing, and I thought you gave me three things there with Morton and Robles, and I had a stroke and forgot one. But that's clearly not the case. You're giving me Fantasy Baseball as one, and then another one, and another one. And I've already screwed up this thing, which means that I'm definitely not getting invited back to the program. Yeah. So well, I've already ruined things.
Well, see, Joe, the key is reading the email, you know? And the email would have... Did you read
I did, but then you gave me... You did, but you gave me Morton and then Robles, and I thought that was two, and I thought, oh my gosh, he's just giving them all three of the ups, and then we're going to do the downs. So I'm a slow learner, man.
Wow, this is doing great. Bavona, do I have the clearance to read the email that I sent to Joe Pizzapia on the air right now? Do I have clearance from you to do that or no?
You said pick three things, and I did.
Okay. Joe Pizzapia, please come up with three things trending up, three things trending down. Thank you very much, Joe Pizzapia. Okay.
Right, I did. I just didn't know the order in which we were doing them. I didn't know if we were rattling them all off or talking about them. I'll learn for next time if there's a next time.
There will be next Tuesday. You'll come on again. Okay, here is my third trending up, Kumar Rocker. He struck out 19 batters, threw a no-hitter for Vanderbilt over the weekend. He could be the most exciting college player that we've seen in some time. He'll pitch this weekend in the College World Series for Vanderbilt. And that closes out my three up. Let's move on to three down. I'll give you some, Joe. You can comment on these and make it more fun. Here we go. Dodgers manager Dave
Roberts. I've got my downs, by the way.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, no. I just didn't understand how we were doing them all and unloading all the ups and then unloading the downs because you gave me Morton and Robles, so I thought, oh, my gosh, he's just undoing them all at one time. I didn't know you had one in section.
You know what?
So I think I'm good now.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so let's get to the downs here. You know, as everyone is, we have, like, millions of people listening, so we want to make sure we take care of them.
Of course we do.
Right. Yeah, okay. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, he acknowledges that Joe Kelly's struggles may be mental, and obviously this is a very sad story, not only just for the Dodgers, but for Kelly, as they gave him a big contract in the offseason. L.A. has not had an issue in the ninth inning, Joe, as you know, but they always seem to have an issue in the sixth, seventh, and eighth. That bridge getting to the ninth has been tough for them. Hopefully Joe Kelly can figure his struggles out. Okay, that is my first down. Now give me your first down.
All right. See, now I got the pattern. All right. So for me, my first down is baseball-related. It's the unwritten rules. I'm sick of it. I like Max Muncy telling Madison Bumgarner to go pick the ball out of the ocean. I'm tired of everybody. You can't hit a home run and have fun. And you know what? You don't like home runs? Don't give up home runs. You don't like somebody styling? I mean, you see yesterday, stupid Josh Donaldson getting into a Musgrove over nothing. Ridiculous. I've had enough of it. Everybody needs to calm down and stop taking life so seriously. Unwritten rules, they got to go, Mish.
I agree with you, Joe. It's just so tired. You know, I made the comment in the first segment of the show, honestly, that it's just so ridiculous. So many home runs. That's part of it. We only have a minute left, Joe. I'm going to give you my second one real quick. Miley Cyrus grabbed by a fan, forcibly kissed her in Spain. What is your second one? Real quick.
I was not in Spain this week, but I will say that Kyle Rudolph getting this big extension was crazy. Why'd you draft Smith if you wanted that? You needed more things, Vikings. Bad move.
All right, my final down, Joe. Gwyneth Paltrow admits she and her husband only live together four nights a week. The rest of the week, they don't live together. Very strange, I thought. Very down on that. Maybe she's a visionary. I don't know. What's your last one, Joe?
Sounds like a happy marriage, but I think the other end of the whole reboots, remakes, too many of these things, people trying to redo good movies. You can't make a great movie better. Stop it. Go read a book. Be original. Enough with this whole thing. Enough Aladdin things and Lion King things. I've had enough of it. Read a book. Make a new movie.
All right. Joe Pizzapia with us. We'll take a short time out. What we're going to do is come back. And those of you who play fantasy sports, fantasy baseball, or fantasy football, you know that I personally have endorsed Joe Pizzapia's book, his Fantasy Black Book. It is now on sale. It's going to be amazing again in 2019, help you winning in fantasy football. We'll tell you all about it and how you can get it next. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish will keep Joe Pizzapia here again, tell you about the Black Book. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you on a Tuesday. If you're listening on demand, make sure that you turn your volume a little bit up here on this segment, because for those of you who play fantasy sports, Joe Pizzapia has been in this industry or this community for a very long time and has done some of the most innovative fantasy predictive analysis that I've come across, and Joe knows that, and worked with him for many years over at SiriusXM, and very thrilled to have him on the show today. We did our three up, three down segment. It was a little bit of a disaster, but it's okay. We'll move on now and talk about something that's much better, which is the Fantasy Black Book, which you can purchase right now, and Joe will tell you all about that. But I think before we get to that, let's give people a little bit of a backstory, Joe, because there are a lot of folks who are listening, obviously, to me for the first time, and that means they're listening to you for the first time. So when you came up with the idea, I'm going to guess 7 or 8 years ago, how did that come about, and why did you decide to do it?
Believe it or not, next year will be 10 years of the Black Book. But what happened was, What happened was I was writing for a couple of sites on the side, and that was not going well. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this in my own hands, and I'm going to put a book out with this relative position value theory, which is what I've been using. It's a value-based drafting system, but it's so much more than that, and it's so much more specific than a lot of the others that are out there, and much more applicable and more user-friendly. And I thought, hey, I'll throw it up there, and I'll see what happens, and this will be mine. I'll own it, right? And that first year, I guess there was a void in the market, and it went to number one in Amazon in fantasy sports. And it's been incredible ever since. In fact, this past summer, last year, we were in August, number one in all football books on Amazon for a couple of weeks there, which is wild. I mean, that was ahead of Tom Brady's book. It was ahead of Nick Foles' book about his Cinderella story of the Super Bowl a couple years ago. So that was absolutely incredible to see, and to see the journey over 10 years. And I'm very lucky. And I think what we do is we provide content that's different and unique. And now you're in a spot where everybody's just being spoon-fed all this information. Everyone's being spoon-fed rankings and all that stuff. And that's not really that's not a strategy. Rankings is opinion. We have a lot of informed opinion in the book, but that's not enough. That's not going to put you over the top. That's not going to separate you from the pack. And I think that's the difference of what the Black Book does. And it's so in-depth and so specific, and it really cares more about your fantasy team than about our opinion.
And I think that that's kind of the way to approach things, Joe. But the question is always deriving rankings and coming up with opinions. And I thought that you put out something, a very interesting tweet last week, which is not something you don't normally get too spicy on social media. And I know that on radio shows, you have a drama background for people that don't know, and an acting background. And so that's kind of some of that comes through in your thespian pronunciations and speech. But it's rare to see you. It's rare to see you go off and say something on Twitter like, hey, like, bleep the rankings, like, this is how it's done. And I'm kind of wondering why you did that, because that's not
normally Well, because it's all I see. It's all out there, and I just feel like there's a better way to do it. And, you know, rankings, again, it's someone's informed opinion. And granted, there's a lot of people out there, and people like myself and people who write in the book who have a lot of well-informed opinions that matter. But it's not enough to know just like, okay, I rank this guy above this guy. Well, how do you quantify that? What's the difference between wide receiver one, number three, and wide receiver one, number seven? And that's what relative position value does. It allows you to see that on the board and say, oh, okay, the fantasy league average wide receiver one is going to give me X number of points, right? And you're going to see who's above that and below it. And that allows you in every format to then dictate the strategy. And it's not enough to say a player is worth this. Well, a player is worth this in a certain format, in a certain style of fantasy football or fantasy baseball, whatever you play. And that's the whole thing, too. There's way too much just whitewashing across the board where people think a player's value dictates, or his talent dictates his value. And that's not the case. I think the format and the player's talent dictates the value more so. And it's just when you see so much fantasy football content out there and there's so much of it, here's my top 25 and here's my top 100. How does the top 100 list help anyone do anything? I don't know. What we do is we give you a whole chapter about this is what you should do in PPR this year. And not even like period, just this year because of the player pool. This is what you should do in standard, a whole chapter, standalone strategy for that, which actually people can go in, and everybody seems to play different formats now. So you can go into a Superflex or best ball or standard and say, hey, I'm going to review the chapter, go through it. I use the RPV rankings, and they're not just rankings, they're quantified rankings, and they're very simple. Because I think the other thing is, Mish, and you'll see it, you'll see all these deep stats, right? And I think that overbears a lot of people, especially the casual fan. They see all these deep metrics, especially in baseball, where they go, well, how do I use this? How do I disseminate it? And I don't think that's the best thing to do. Instead, I would much rather give someone something simple and say, here, Jose Altuve is 22% better than the average fantasy league second baseman. Oh, I can wrap my mind around that, and I can understand how to stay in the positive and how to make that work.
Joe Pisapia is with us. His Fantasy Black Book is available. We'll tell you all about it and how you can purchase it, certainly. But he's been a good friend of mine and a fantasy analyst now going on, as he mentioned, almost 10 years with me and then 10 years of doing the Black Book, certainly. But, Joe, as it pertains to fantasy football, and I'm not doing much of that discussion here in the month of June because I still believe a lot of people have to really focus on fantasy baseball. And I will ask you some fantasy baseball questions here in a minute. But in terms of your research and analysis for fantasy football, without ruining or spoiling the purchase of the Black Book, can you give us a little bit of a taste as to maybe some theory or some position that has changed for you or anything that could potentially tease people into buying the book, which is what I like to do?
Well, that's the great thing, is that we take them all by position, right? But not just position. We're understanding that most teams are going to have an RB1 and most teams are going to have an RB2. So we treat them like a position and we compare them to each other as opposed to comparing them to the whole lot of running backs, because that doesn't help. One thing that comes very true to me is how strong and how little advantage there is to be had in the wide receiver two group specifically. When you get to like low end wide receiver one, all the way to about high end wide receiver three, the RPV shows you that there's like single digit differences between these guys, if that. And that tells you one thing. That's a market that has abundant talent. You can go and get a lot of it if you want. If you miss out on the big time wide receivers, you can go ahead and do that and wait for those number twos, the guys like Ridley and Williams and even Cooper Kupp off the injury if you're buying him. And then all of a sudden what you can get is you can make up ground there. And also there's no reason to reach for that group because there isn't a whole lot of difference between the Tyler Boyds and Kyron Ridley and these guys like that. So It's the difference of understanding. It's not just about filling out spots on a roster. It's actually more about creating an actual advantage and creating roster strength. And that's how you win. That's the biggest mistake people make. Oh, I need a quarterback. I need a tight end. No, you don't. You need to find a way to build roster strength and core roster strength. And that's what the Black Book helps you do.
Joe Pisapia is with us talking about his Black Book and in fantasy football, which is coming out soon. All right, so tell people real quick how they can purchase this, and then we're going to move on to some fantasy baseball discussion.
All right, well, you can go out and get it on Amazon. The paperback is out there now, which is great. It's over on Amazon. If you have the Amazon Prime, you get the free shipping. Everybody loves free shipping. It's on the Kindle as well. It's available on that device, and you can also get it on iTunes. But most people still, believe it or not, they still like the paperback, and it's on the nice paper that you can write and highlight stuff, not the magazine paper, so you can make your notes and highlight and do all kinds of stuff like that.
It's on the nice paper, Dunder Mifflin
paper. The nice paper. Amazing. The Dunder Mifflin paper. Very nice paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. So let's kind of get a synopsis here before we let you go on the fantasy baseball season thus far. I talked about it in the open. 13 home runs hit last night in the Arizona-Philly game. 7 home runs hit in the Atlanta Braves-Pittsburgh Pirates game, and here I am in Miami where I'm struggling to see a run being scored every once in a while. I'm not really sure what has gone on. I think the easy thing to point to is the ball being juiced again. It's like the go-to thing to say. The strategy, really, of trying to grab elite pitching has backfired in a big way this year. There just simply isn't any elite pitching, and there's no catching up in season-long leagues to home runs if you didn't draft it. So it's kind of my summary of the season. How do you see the season playing out thus far?
Well, I think what you're seeing, too, in Major League Baseball is the hitters have really advanced themselves. You know, this concepts of long tangle, the concepts of things they could do to lift the ball, drive the ball in different ways, that's really advanced. And, you know, I don't know if pitching has advanced the same way. I think we're kind of stuck in this rut, and you see it with the Major League Draft just last week. You see the stuff where, you know, if you don't throw 95, you're not even on the radar of a lot of teams. The art of pitching, I think, has gone lost. Understanding location, understanding the mixing of pitches, understanding how to pitch certain guys. Yeah, we have all this data and all that stuff, but again, it's sometimes the intimidation factor of pitching, knowing which guys are uncomfortable inside. So I think that's kind of why you're seeing the boon of offense. Plus, you couple that with some of the big time arms kind of disappointing, and you get that. But overall, to me, I mean, I think you're right. I think it's difficult to make that, you know, comeback from any of losing a Corey Kluber or losing those kind of guys this year. But the one thing that kind of rings true to me still is that when you can base your roto teams, especially off of offensive players and especially auction budgets on the guys who play every day, it's just a better investment than the pitchers for this very reason. And this was a year where it was very tempting to go up to the top of the board in drafts and make sure you get at least that one ace or whatever that is. But Gerrit Cole was my favorite pitcher of the year going into drafts, and I own him almost everywhere. And that's because I feel like that's a guy that wasn't going to cost me quite Verlander price, but was going to give me Verlander-type production.
Yeah, and that has worked out well. All right, 30 seconds, Joe. Tell people where they can hear you every day on the podcast that you host and where they can find you on social media as well.
It's easier to not find me these days, but you can go follow me on Twitter at JoePisapia17. Fantasy Black Book podcast with myself and Welsh and Bogman from FNTSY twice a week over on the Fantrax Podcast Network. It's on iTunes and everywhere you get pods. And, of course, I host the On Deck DFS show for Line Star as well. That's a daily baseball show. And I think that's it for now. And, of course, you can catch me on Fantrax HQ writing articles and the Quant Edge now. And, of course, talking to my good friend Craig Mish, because I love doing that.
Well, and Joe, the sentiment is the same here. Love you, too. Thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk again very soon. And have a great Tuesday. Thanks for all the knowledge. Really appreciate it. And pick up a Black Book, as I've told you guys, one of the things that I endorse in the fantasy industry, and there are not a lot of them. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Joe Pisapia with us here on FNTSY Radio. Joe and I hosted Saturday nights, Sunday nights, during the week, on the weekends. Whenever there was airtime, it was me and Joe for a long period of time. And happy that I can host again with him now here on FNTSY Radio. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, play a little You Make the Call, take a look at tonight's baseball slate. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mitch. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBets also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back. Craig Mish with you here. 1240 on the East Coast, 940 on the West Coast, on demand 24-7. iTunes, iHeartRadio, audioboom.com. It's like every day when I host a show, somebody new asks me, hey, can I hear the show in this place? And here's the answer. Anywhere where you can hear a podcast, you can hear this show, whatever your favorite app is. In fact, to be honest with you, a week ago, somebody on social media messaged me and said, can I hear your program on Stitcher? Now, honestly, I did not, I knew what Stitcher was. I did not have it downloaded. I did not have the app on my phone. But because that piqued my curiosity, I did download Stitcher at that time, and I searched for the show, and then boom, there it was. So anywhere in the world that you listen to a podcast, you can hear it, and you can hear the entire two-hour show. The other thing that we do is we post clips on social media after the show is over of some of the things that our guests say, or maybe me. And we also put together every day three up, three down, no matter what we do. Although this, I don't know about today, Chris. Today we may not want to post that or edit it. Do something with that. We'll have to figure that out. My good friend Joe Pizzapia here. Look, we're a work in progress. You know, I would not say the show is under construction. That's going a little far, because if I'm hosting a show, if I'm hosting on radio for 20 years, I better do better than under construction. But look, we are trying new things. We are trying to engage the audience. And most importantly, as I've said many times on this show, we're doing things that I think that you guys want to hear. I'm not throwing material down your throat that's not interesting or that nobody cares about. Never going to do that here. I am the disc jockey at the FM station that whatever the most popular song is on the radio, I'm going to play and not going to put the, as we would say on the record in Mac in my day, because I'm old, back in my day. I'm not putting the B-side of the record on and trying to tell you that the B-side is good. I'm never going to do that. That's not it. This is the A-side, and baseball right now is the A-side, and so that's where we'll cover. Speaking of which, along those lines, another thing that we do here on the program is give you the opportunity at least one segment every day for you to be able to pick what you want to discuss here on the show. And we call that segment, You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Thank you very much, Chris. And this is our You Make the Call. Why is it hi, Mark in the open there, by the way? I didn't just realize that. After playing that for 7 days, how did we come up with hi, Mark?
It's from the movie The Room.
Figure that out. Is that a good movie, Chris?
Absolutely not.
The Room. I don't even know what that is. Okay. Yeah, I think we'll have to find another cut of something. Maybe me saying, "Hey, Chris, how are you?" You know, something like that. Okay, so here we go. You guys can vote right now. We actually got a lot more votes. We may have to post this over on the Fantasy Sports Network app. Because the FNTSY radio, between the two of them combined and mine, then we have close to 100,000 followers. So we got a ton of votes yesterday, by the way. I think the most votes we've gotten so far on anything. Either way, here we go. You make the call. You pick my next FSC topic. Topic number A, the baseball is juiced. Topic number B, we have a very interesting story on a woman who was arrested in Florida. And as you know, we do a lot of Florida man arrests here. It's one of my favorite things to do because, as you know, I live in Florida. So that's the second choice. And then the third choice is we are giving Chris Pavona another opportunity to talk here on the air about something. And for those of you who don't know, yesterday, Chris had jury duty and he missed the show. So he has an interesting story, he thinks, to tell about this. So if you guys vote for this, then we will give that opportunity for you guys to discuss it. Once again, vote right now at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio. You make the call. Choice A, baseball is juice. Choice B, a woman arrested in Florida. I don't want to get into any more details because it would ruin the story. And if we don't do it today, we'll do it tomorrow. And then choice C, Chris Pavona has jury duty. So there you go. Vote right now. Vote early. Vote often. I think on Twitter you can only vote once. And then we'll do that in the second hour of the show. By the way, Nubias Wilborn's going to be with us 1:25 Eastern. I don't know if you caught the Pirates last night, Pirates and Braves, but a lot of guys tossed from the game. A lot of home runs scored in that game. So he will join us and we will break that all down. Okay, so back to business here on the show. Back to fantasy business here on the show. And just to be clear, I've gotten some people asking me what the phone number is. It is 844-843-6879 if you want to dial up. 844-843-6879. That's how you hear me here. Okay, the slate in Major League Baseball today is as follows. I am going to skip tonight. I'm playing in a poker tournament tonight. I don't know how this is going to go, so we'll probably tell the story tomorrow. But I'm playing in my friend Andy Slater's poker tournament tonight, and I am the bounty, so to speak. So if somebody knocks me out, they get a certain amount of chips. I'm not really sure how it works, but I've been asked to do it, so I'm going to do it. Therefore, I'm going to miss the Marlins-Cardinals game tonight, but that game does start at 7:10 Eastern. Eliezer Hernandez starts for Miami. He'll go against the Cardinals' Dakota Hudson. Hernandez, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the name, is making the start because their starter Caleb Smith is on the injured list. It's expected that Hernandez will only make one start, but we'll see what happens here. Miami last night lost 4-1. The total is 8. St. Louis is -150 on the money line. Arizona takes on Philadelphia. And after all of the runs scored last night, I would be a little petrified tonight if I owned Jake Arrieta or John Duplantier. Duplantier has looked pretty good this year. He's a young pitcher. Arrieta is someone that I'm heavily invested in fantasy, and his late May and June has not gone as well as his April and May did. So we'll see. But the total is 9 in tonight's game. And the Phillies are a -135 favorite after they fell back last night. They're now tied with the Braves for first place in the NL East. Pirates taking on the Atlanta Braves. Mike Fulte today, which starts for Atlanta. Not sure how long they're going to go with Fulte. He struggled in a big way so far this year, and the total is 10 in this game. Fulte's minus 147 on the money line against the Pirates. Both teams will probably have to go deep into the bullpen. Chris Archer starts for Pittsburgh. Chicago takes on Colorado. Highest total on the board. It is 12. Jose Quintana against Peter Lambert. Lambert, the rookie that came up last week that faced the Cubs in Chicago, did a really good job. Now he'll have to do it again. We'll see what the, not the second and third time through the lineup. This will like be the fifth and sixth time through the lineup. Rockies are a dog tonight in the game, plus about 120. Cubs minus 130 on the money line, and the total is 12. 7:05 Eastern, a game that nobody will be watching unless you're a fan of torture. The Blue Jays and Orioles. John Means starts tonight for the Orioles. He has been a very big bright spot for that team this year, as Means has really come out of nowhere to have a quality season in the rotation. For Toronto, it is Thornton making the start. They're basically out of starters. They got no choice. Toronto's minus 115 on the money line, and total is 9 in this game. Smells like an over to me in this one. Also early tonight, Oakland takes on Tampa Bay. Ryan Stanek will open up the game for Tampa. Mike Fiers throws for Oakland. That's something that hasn't happened a lot this year. No no-hitters. Have you noticed that? Only one no-hitter all year. Mike Fiers, I think, is the only one for Oakland thus far. Tampa Bay minus 155, and the total is 9 in this one. 7:10 Eastern, the Rangers beat the Red Sox in extras yesterday. We'll see if they can pull it off again today. David Hernandez starts for Boston, and he is minus 170 on the money line against Anthony Girardo for Texas, and the total is 10.5 in that one. Yikes, keep an eye on that. Seattle at Minnesota, Twins still playing good ball. They're a monster favorite tonight, minus 195. Martin Perez, second half of his career, and this first year with Minnesota going pretty well. Mike Leake of Seattle starts for them. The total is 9.5, and as I mentioned, the Twins are minus 195 in that game. Kansas City and Detroit, dare me to watch this one. Never will happen. Jake Junis starts for KC. They're minus 140. Spencer Turnbull, who has been a nice young rookie for Detroit, maybe with some potential, he's the underdog. The total is 8.5 in this game. Mets and Yankees, I believe, are playing two games today, if I'm not mistaken. So let me check here. The first game today is at 1:10 Eastern, and it'll be Tanaka and Wheeler, with Tanaka minus 149 on the money line, and the total is 9 in this one. And then immediately after that game ends, oh, in fact, they're playing a day-night doubleheader, excuse me, Yankees will throw James Paxton on the mound. He's minus 197 against Jason Vargas, and the total is 9. Vargas, of course, coming off arguably maybe his best start as a member of the New York Mets. Cleveland's Trevor Bauer has had an up-and-down season, to say the least, and he's got his work cut out for him tonight, as Luis Castillo will make the start for the Cincinnati Reds. The total is 8 in this one. Cleveland is a small favorite, minus 127. Houston is going with Brad Peacock tonight. The Astros are 45-22. Milwaukee is 10 games over 500. They have Freddy Peralta, who I think at some point is going to take that next step. I don't know when that is, but I really like this kid. And it's a tough matchup tonight for sure at Houston, but total 8.5, and Houston is a slight favorite, minus 119. Washington is at Chicago. Manny Banuelos, the starter for the White Sox, and it is Patrick Corbin for Washington. And, of course, that means the Nationals are going to be a huge favorite. They are minus 185 on the money line, and the total is 9.5. The Dodgers take on the Angels. It'll be Pena for the Angels. I think he got lit up last time he threw. And Kenta Maeda for L.A., so L.A. Playing L.A. tonight in interleague ball. Dodgers are minus 150 favorites over the Angels. Total's 9.5. By the way, the Angels last night in their game had about 48,000 people. It was the largest crowd they've ever had in the history of that ballpark. And that's a Monday night, so that's pretty cool. Interleague play, you get both sides from L.A. going to the same place. So good job by then. Always love to see when the fans come out to see these games, and that's a good spot for fan interaction, that's for sure, in L.A. Giants will take on the Padres. This is a start that you have to circle tonight because Chris Paddock will start for San Diego, and he has not been nearly as sharp as he was in the early part of the season, and who knows why, but we'll see. Tonight he's got a good matchup as he'll take on Tyler Beede of the Giants. And these two teams, I believe, just made a trade with Alex Dickerson going from San Diego to San Francisco. The Giants have used more outfielders, I believe, for the second year in a row than any other team in baseball. And Padres with Paddock, a big favorite, although I'm going to keep an eye on this one because Paddock clearly not as sharp in his last few starts than he had been when he came out of the box in April. He was amazing. But Paddock is one of those pitchers that when he gets hot, he can start whiffing guys pretty quick. The issue with the Padres is that they're still 500 on the season, and San Diego's beaten San Francisco 3 out of the last 4 and 5 out of the last 6 times. Paddock, by the way, his last 3 starts, 5.87 earned run average, 5 home runs in 3 starts. Keep an eye on that. Paddock's lost all 3 games that his team has pitched in, and this is somebody that I have in one league. I'm going to need a good performance tonight, that's for sure. When we come back, what we'll do is we will wrap up the first hour of the show. Coming up in hour number 2, we will break down more fantasy baseball. We'll hear from Nubias Wilborn, who covers the Pittsburgh Pirates. But also 1 o'clock Eastern, we will have the results from our vote on You Make the Call, your segment that you want me to discuss. We're going to do that coming up at 1 o'clock Eastern. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY Radio. We'll be right back, and we will have much more here in the second hour of the show. So stay tuned. You're listening to Craig Mish. It's at Craig Mish on Twitter if you want to follow me. And I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Do you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to MaidSailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Craig Mish with you here on FNTSY Radio. Good to be with you here on a Tuesday as we got plenty more to come for you here. If you're listening on demand, another hour of the show set to come. We talk some Pirates, Braves. Nubias Wilborn will be with us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. Also, you can vote on what you want me to talk about, which we will do at, I think we'll probably do that next, maybe at the top of the hour, since we have a guest coming up in 25 minutes for sure. The other thing that I wanted to mention, we didn't get to this yet, is at some point the Red Sox, for me, are going to turn it around. I don't know when that's going to be. I'm not worried, so to speak, about them, both in fantasy and reality, but they are just one game over 500. And you're just kind of waiting for them to get hot at some point. You know what's going to happen. But when you look at the standings and you start to project things, and let's just assume they don't win the division, and I know that's presumptuous of me to think that, but they would not even qualify for the wild card right now. Now, they're only two games back of Texas and a few more back of the Yankees. But if you assume that both the Rays and Yankees are going to make the postseason, there may be only one spot for Boston. It's always hard to project these teams that win the World Series getting back there again. Houston got back to the postseason last year, but they got knocked out. And the reason why I bring this all up is sometimes it's the Red Sox offense that hasn't come through, and specifically not for Chris Sale. And when you draft an ace in fantasy and he's your first or second round pick, and you get 7 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, no earned runs, and get a no decision. Like, this has been the season of Chris Sale's no decisions. I would not regret drafting him based on the performance that he's had. But at some point, you got to start to worry. Is this dude going to get, like, 10 wins? He's got 2-7 on the year. It's like having the DeGrom year from last year. We'll take a quick timeout. More fantasy baseball discussion here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.